Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 9 December 2024. Welcome to the next broadcast. We're going to speak to somebody tonight that I've had on several times in the past. A man that's a hero in my eyes, a hero of Christ, and I respect him highly for what he's done. We're going to talk to Pastor Otter Pulaski. For the new listeners, we're going to give you an update on what happened to him over the last several years and what it cost him to stand up for the truth. And we're going to get into what's going on right now in his life and what's happening with his battle right now with the nation of Canada and the leaders there. Before I do that, though, a few announcements to make, if you don't mind. I'll start with prayer request. A prayer for Darlene in New Jersey. Now, folks, the Lord knows all the details, all the needs. I'm just going to mention names. Some of them don't want the reasons why, but Darlene, that's for prayer, and she lives in New Jersey. Please remember that, okay? And Bonnie, right here in West Virginia. I just had a hip replacement and not doing well. So keep that in prayer also. And also, our friend Jim in Georgia. Jim, as you know, had lung cancer. He had a back set on it. And I talked to his wife, Holly, last week. She called the office and said he's been having a hard time. I tried to get a hold of Jim, but couldn't get a hold of him. So please keep Jim in your prayers that the Lord touch his body and heal him for his glory, okay? And give Holly, his wife, strength to stand through this. Folks, these folks ask your prayer requests because they know that you're out there praying. So please don't take that lightly. I know you don't. But Darlene, Bonnie, Jim, and Holly, please, all right? And I want to let you know that starting on January 1st, if you listen on shortwave, you'll be a change of frequency starting January 1st. Write these down, please. Please. It'll be live broadcast as always at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, but the frequency will no longer be on 6115. We're going to 7520. 7520. Starting January 1st. I think that's a little better frequency to tell you the truth. So January 1st, the live broadcast will go to 7520. The 11 o'clock p.m. broadcast, the repeat broadcast, has been on 3215 and 4840. Well, 3215 will be gone. The repeat broadcast will be on 4.840. 4.840 starting January 1st. So the live broadcast will be on 7520, the repeat program at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 4840. So I want to let y'all know that. I'll be trying to remember to announce it the rest of the month so you won't forget it. And I want to thank you all for your generosity in North Carolina. We're still getting donations in, but I just wired Dr. Molly to her organization $5,300 today. Thank you all so much. And that's not counting the food or the camper that was donated. You folks are the best. And Dr. Molly was so thrilled. And I said, the funds are still coming in, and you can send them in. I'll promise you they'll get them. But I told you I would send it in today. I wanted to do it Friday. I couldn't get it done Friday. I had to go into the bank personally to do this. So today we wired $5,300 to Molly's group to help the people in North Carolina. And again, that's not including the food. It was shipped by Numana, one of our sponsors, and the camper given to them from a gentleman in Arkansas. So I want to thank you all for your stand and for being so generous to these people. And I mean that. And our guest tonight also was a beneficiary of y'all's generosity over the past few years. He's had a court battle. It's unbelievable, unbelievably expensive, and he's won. Now we're going to go talk to our guest now, Pastor Arthur Pulaski. He's going to share his story briefly, a little bit of a bio on what happened to him in the past, for he stand for what's right and for Christ. Pastor Arthur, are you there?
Yes, thank you so much for having me back on your show.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Very, very welcome. And just for the new listeners, and we have lots of them every night. We're, by the grace of God, picking up new outlets every night, just about every week. Tell the folks about Pastor Pulaski. Who are you, and how'd you all of a sudden make the news?
That would take a couple of weeks. That's why I wrote the book, Lions Do Not Bow. Lions Do Not Bow has become a bestseller in the first day. We sold all the copies on Amazon.com, and the Canadian government put a cap on the story. But who is Arthur Pulaski? Well, I'm a Polish immigrant. I grew up behind the Iron Curtain under the boots of the Soviets. We escaped on a boat to Turkey and from Turkey to Greece and from Greece to Canada. We were promised freedom. I remember the meeting with officer in Canadian embassy that told us, come to Canada. Canada is the freest country on earth. In Canada, no one will ever persecute you for your faith. And that's after many arrests, over 350 citations and over 120 court cases. Well, the least recent news, if you will, I'm sure that many of your listeners remember the Get Out Nazi video, the Polish pastor kicking the authorities, police, bio services, health inspectors from the church, get out. I told them many times, and eventually they go. They left us be for a few weeks, and then they came back with the wrath of the entire Canadian government. As you remember, I was arrested in the middle of the highway with my brother David, imprisoned, charged with insane charges. I was charged with inciting people to come to an illegal gathering, participating in illegal gathering, officiating in illegal gathering, baptizing my daughter in a river in a public park. I was charged criminally for organizing outdoor church service. I was charged criminally for not wearing a muzzle. I came to United States on a tour warning American people about communism and socialism, Marxism that we are witnessing right now behind the Iron Curtain, as I call it, again, in China right now, in my beloved Canada, that has been taken over by a totalitarian dictators or wannabe pharaohs, as I call them. Upon arrival, as you remember, I was arrested stepping out of the plane on the tarmac. I mean, I never met any man ever. I've never seen any man being arrested in an airport, at the airport, in a plane, or outside. I was arrested on the tarmac, taken to police, crazy allegations, crazy charges. And then I was involved with a truck convoy, and I'm sure your listeners remember the courageous farmers and truckers in Canada that took it to the streets. Well, I was their pastor. They called me Canada's pastor. I was their pastor. I organized church services, and we had 10, 15, 20,000 people on the streets. And I was doing church services, preaching, worship, and I did that in Milk River, I did that in Calgary, all over Canada, and also in Coots. Coots is, as you remember, a point of entry between Montana and Alberta. I did another church service for hurting Canadians, reminding them about standing for the God and state-given rights and do this for the sake of the children. I reminded them about history, solidarity movement that I witnessed growing up in, that was happening in front of our very eyes, me and my wife, in the 80s. And for that sermon, when during that sermon I told the Canadian people three times to stand for their rights, but to do this peacefully, no guns, no swords. Well, I was arrested by every force in the land. I was arrested by detectives, Calgary police, uniformed, undercover. I was arrested by RCMP. RCMP is like your FBI. I was arrested by anti-terrorist special SWAT team with cameras, interrogated for hours, stripped naked, and put in solitary confinement. Next day, as you remember, I shared those stories on your program before. And by the way, those stories, all of them, are in my book, Lions Do Not Bow, that I penned in the pen, if you will. I wrote the book on the pieces of paper that prisoners were giving me. And it was confiscated by the Canadian government three times already. My book, my manuscript, was confiscated by the Canadian government three times. My lawyers managed to get it back. My lawyer actually smuggled my book, the manuscript, from prison, and we sent it to the American publishers. And it's a whole story. I mean, it's a crazy story. As you remember, I was offered millions of dollars to shut up. I was offered a guaranteed seat at the legislature if I cross the floor. I was offered a government job. I was told I will be the most famous Canadian ever if I will stop exposing them. And I included all of that in the book, attempted briberies. They lit my house on fire. They lit our church on fire. They burned out our children's bus. They broke into our church, vandalized, stole our equipment, cameras, speakers, broke into our property, Antifa. They tried to murder me so many times. I mean, I lost track of it. Unscrewed tire in my pickup truck. Five inmates testified to my lawyers that the guards were giving them incentives to murder me in prison. I was kidnapped, as you remember, by sheriffs, taken to Maxpot. Maxpot is a prison for the most dangerous terrorists. As you remember, I was charged with terrorism for my peaceful sermon to the truckers during the truck convoy, and eventually taken to psych ward without the knowledge of Alberta Health Services, without even the knowledge of doctors. There was no evaluation being done, completely illegal, Soviet style, dealing with the political dissidents. I'm talking about all of this in the book. I'm naming the politicians that I had interactions with, the crooked judges, RCMP, police, Crown prosecutors, all those different players that did this to us. And eventually I was released and put on house arrest. I spent, as you know, a year and a half on house arrest, found guilty on all the charges, terrorism included, then faced 12 and a half years of imprisonment. And then miracle happened. Thanks to you, thanks to my American brothers and sisters, thanks to the Ohio State representatives that put Canada on the watch list as a nation that persecutes Christians, and so many others, tens of thousands of American people, some very prominent people that put pressure on the Canadian government, miracle did happen. So I want you to know that pressure works, and fate can move mountains. In my life, in the life of my family, fate of the people and the pressure and the faithfulness and the love that was shown to us moved mountains, and I walked out of the court against all odds. I faced 12 and a half years of imprisonment, and they let me out because of you, because of the American pressure. And I will never forget this, Butch. I'll never forget this until the day I die, because the moment I walked out of that courtroom, and the courtroom was packed, there was media, there was people, hundreds of people, and hundreds outside, as I walked out, God spoke to me, and he said, I'm sending you back to America. You will go in and out. Keep warning them. Keep warning them. Because, Butch, you have to understand, I am a Polish immigrant. We grew up under this totalitarian regime.
I have not just read a book.
I know what I'm talking about. We know because we lived through it. And this devil, this cancer, as I call it, it's a cancer that will never stop eating you. Cancer never stops. Evil people never stop. They need to be stopped. And if you don't stop them, they will finish you off. So I have been in and out of your country. I just got back from Kentucky. I was in Tennessee. I was in Georgia warning people. Before the election, I was in New York City teaching Republican Party about communism and socialism, because if America goes down, I told them, the whole West will follow. America is the beacon. America is, like God told me, tell this great American eagle that it's time for that eagle to rise up once again and start flapping its wings. You see, you've done it before, and God wants you to do it again. It's time for action. It's time to do something. Prayer is good. You don't do anything without prayer. You pray and you go. You don't go without prayer. But when you pray, you got to do something. You cannot just say, I love you, Art, and then let me rot in prison. If you really love me and my family, you do something, and that's which what you did. And I'm very grateful for you and others that did it. And so the story of Lions Do Not Bow, it's a story of a mighty God. You know, when you read the story, when you read the accounts of what we, my family, what we face, it's hard to look what the horrible things they have done to this man and his family. No, 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 that's not the story. The story is, look what they have done to him, and look what the mighty things the Lord has done. In other words,
amen.
They've tried everything to destroy us, and yet God lifted us up from the ashes, and not only just lifted us, he placed us among his princes. And it's so incredible to know that we have a very faithful God, God that doesn't lie, God that is true, God that says, greater is he that is in you than the one that is in them. All those uncircumcised Philistines, all those wicked, evil people conspired against us. But in the end of the day, what God is looking for, he's looking for a David, a nobody, a nameless, faceless, no money, nobody in the eyes of people, but he is somebody in the eyes of the living God. God is, to this day, he is looking for Davids and Joshuas and Calebs and Deborahs and Esthers. He is looking for Ruths, for those that are faithful and willing to go all the way. Where you go, I go. What you say, I will say. God is looking still for a man that will say, here I am, Lord, use me.
Amen. Amen. And very quickly, give a little bit more detail of how you were treated in prison. What they did to you. I mean, when they stripped you naked, they put you in a solitary confinement for days at a time. And how did they treat you in there?
Well, the next day, I realized that those people really want to hurt me. When I was taken from my solitary confinement to a metal cages, they would keep me, Butch, in metal cages. To this day, I have a hard time to comprehend why. I mean, there is no logical explanation to why they would put me in those metal cages, except later on I was told that they tried to break me. They wanted me, Butch, to sign the document that I said, in the document said that I'm sorry for what I did. What they wanted, really, I have become, like I said at the beginning, they called me Canada's pastor, so I have become a very prominent person during the lockdowns, during the attacks on our liberties. I opposed them, and I was all over the news. So what they wanted, I have become a symbol of freedom, and they wanted that symbol to be destroyed. So they offered me to sign the one document with one little charge, and they said, you can go home if you sign this paper. And when I said no, I end up in metal cages. What they wanted to hurt my body and break my psyche. They wanted me to feel that I am abandoned, that there is no hope for me. The Crown Prosecutor said, Stephen Johnston, the liar, he's actually a big part of the book, because he, by his orders, I was kept in solitary confinement and in metal cages and in concrete cells without water, without worship. And that gave me an opportunity to write, by the way. So in a way, what the enemy meant for evil got turned around for good. So they wanted me to sign the paper so I can go home and they can have their front page story. Arthur Pulaski, the symbol of freedom, says he's sorry for what he did and he will never do it again. He pleaded guilty. He's guilty. He's a criminal. That's what they wanted. But because I said no, I end up in those horrible circumstances to break break me. That's what the whole thing was all about. They messed up my body so much that when I was released from prison, my friend chiropractor saw my back, and my wife was there. He said, I have never seen more twisted back like this man's back. So they really pulled a number on me, trying to hurt me physically and spiritually. When I was locked in solitary confinement, I received a letter from the government that said, I am considered extremely dangerous. They took my write-ups away, they took my pen away, and they said, I will be kept in solitary confinement, freezing conditions, shivering conditions. They refused to give me a blanket. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't function. My body was shutting down, and they said they can keep me there indefinitely. Can you believe it? I'm there for weeks. And then I get this letter. I have this letter to this day. I included that letter in the book, Lions Do Not Bow. By the way, you can get it on Amazon.com, Amazon.com for the American people. It's a free shipping. And when I got that letter, I realized I don't think I'm coming out alive of this ordeal. I was allowed to leave my cell. And you got to remember, I was there by myself, guarded by three guards, in a Maxpot prison with no prisoners. I was the only, in the entire unit, I was the only prisoner. And then I get that letter saying they can keep me in those conditions indefinitely. And I called my wife and I said my goodbyes. I want you to know at this moment, I really thought I will not probably come out of this ordeal. They will say to my wife next day, I had a heart attack or something happened to me and I didn't make it. And I said, if I don't see you, I see you on the other side with Jesus. And that's where family is so important. That's where the church is so important. My church, my brother David, my son Natalia, my wife, they staged the longest ongoing protest in the history of prison. For every day I was on the inside, the church was on the outside with four blasting speakers, doing Jericho marches, blowing shofars, preaching to the guards, preaching to the inmates through the windows. It was remarkable. It has never been done before. I've never heard of anyone doing Jericho march around prison on the grounds. It was crazy. But God allowed them to do it. And when I called my wife, she activated everyone she knew. She called the lawyers. She said, they're doing this to Art. He's in freezing conditions, minus 28 outside, shivering. If you don't do something, he's not coming out. What the lawyers did was brilliant, because they sent a letter to the judge and they explained to the judge that if the judge will not intervene, I'm going to die in prison. And the judge did. And the next day, I was taken from a max spot, from the freezing conditions, to a psych ward. Of course, another crazy story. However, at least it was not cold, and I was able to be with other people in better conditions, with food and, you know, just kind of a normal conditions. And then eventually, the same judge released me from prison, and I was put on house arrest, and I spent a year and a half under house arrest. And that's where I was able to tell the people about what was going on. I finished the book, my manuscript, when I was under house arrest, and we sent it to the brave American publishers that were willing to publish it. They released the book, and here is a cool part of the story. The whole book is about fighting for freedom. It's to stand for God and state given rights, to believe in God, that God is mightier than all of those minions of Satan combined together. And it was released, are you ready, Butch? My book was released on 11th of November, which, here is a cool story. 11th of November is the Veterans Day in the United States of America. Is the Remembrance Day. It's the Remembrance Day in Canada. That's where we remember the heroes of the past, those that were willing to pay the ultimate price for us to be able to live in a free and democratic society. And also, on top of that, 11th of November is the Independence Day in Poland. Poland disappeared from the map of the world for 123 years, and we celebrate our coming back to life, if you will, on November the 11th. It's so cool. You know, it's just incredible because we didn't know. I mean, we didn't plan that. I called my publishers and I said, did you know, how did you come to 11th of November? They said, well, it's just that's how it worked out. We were not even thinking about this. And in the first day, Butch, we sold every single copy, and the book became a bestseller in five different categories. And you know what happened? Well, Canadian government happened. They put a cap on the story, and my books were stopped at the border. The people did not receive their books. They stopped them at the border, and the fight continues to this day. So if you want to help me fight those crazy, evil, wicked, corrupted to the core people, you can get your copy on Amazon.com if you're interested in the story. You know, sometimes people call me and they say, can you tell me your story? I mean, sorry, I can't. If you really want my story, I will have to talk for hours and hours and hours. That's why the book is so important. It's a part of the entire testimony. You will know every day what happened to me. You will know the background story. You will know why I yelled at those officers, get out, you Nazis. What led to it? You got to remember I was harassed, intimidated, and ticketed for over a year.
Brother, I will interrupt you, but I want you quickly. So you cannot get your books outside of Canada. You cannot ship them yourself outside of Canada.
Well, I don't know about shipping them from Canada to America, but we don't have to do that because Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble is selling the book in the United States, so you can get them without problems. I even talked to an American today that called me to talk about the book, and he received his copy. So there's no problem for the American people and the world to get the copy. It's just the Canadians. Canadian government doesn't want Canadians. You know,
Canadians cannot get their own book. The Canadians cannot get your book in Canada.
Yeah, so they are hindering it. Some people got it. Others didn't. They're still waiting today. I ran into a couple in a mall, and they said we're still waiting for the book, which is months now. So obviously they are... Canadian government is trying to prevent people from knowing who are the players. Because, Butch, you got to remember, this is not your typical story. I'm talking about attempted briberies. I'm talking about political fixers. I'm exposing politicians, corruption, bribery. I'm talking about corrupted judges, Trump prosecutors.
Hang on to the break. Brother, hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought. Folks, break the break with your phone calls, as always, at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
And folks, this gentleman and I can tell you that, yes, this is war. He went to war with the beast in Canada and rub their noses in it, and still doing the same thing. They're still trying to hold him back. They're still trying to hinder his testimony. But God is more powerful than any beast system or any leader in Canada or anywhere else, and he's getting this story out. And again, I urge you, please. I don't like doing things on Amazon. I don't like going online ordering anything, Barnes Noble, anything. But I want to get a copy of this book. I want this book myself. I want to read it. I want to read about this man's journey through persecution and prosecution, and what it cost him. I'm not talking about money. That's part of it for sure. But what it cost him to stand for Christ. This man is a hero in Christ. Now, I'm not bragging on him because Pastor Arthur is just mortal. But he had the courage in Christ to stand. He had the faith in Christ to stand. We need to honor him for that, nothing else. But you rub the beast's nose in the cow poo-poo, so to speak. And I'm really thankful you did that, brother. Go ahead and finish your story, then we'll take some phone calls a little bit.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. You know, here's the thing. I'm a little bit different than your typical pastors. I know I'm weird in a way. I'm peculiar, as the Bible calls us. But Butch, I actually read the Bible. And I know it's a shocker to some people because most of the pastors do not read the Bible. Most of the Christians do not know the Bible. I read the Bible, and in the Bible, I see David. When he looked at the enemy, a mountain of a man, he did not see what the whole nation saw. The whole nation saw a monster. The whole nation saw a mountain of a man. But David saw an opportunity. In other words, on the other side of that mountain of a man was David's destiny. And that's why he was able to say, hey, you dude, you're so big, I won't be able to miss you. And Tuesday, I will chop your head off, and not only your head, I'm going to chop the head of your friends as well. You see, David understood what was his destiny, and at that moment, David's destiny was to take down that giant. Me and my wife, we truly believe that God has raised us for such a time as this to take down the giants of the land. He has given us the courage to fight them. He has given us the ability to fight them, and friends like you and others that are enabling us to fight them. Because without the support, without the people, without the funds, nothing will move. You need those original seeds, if you will. Even David needed a stone and a slingshot. He needed the support of the government. You see, the king allowed him. He permitted him to fight the giant. The king could say, no, I'm not allowing you to fight the giant. So you need all those different things to play according to God's perfect will. And then Victory, which is just a formality. The only thing really God wants us to do is show up. Just show up and I will give you the victory every single time. So when you have that kind of attitude, when you look at the craziness from that perspective, every single fight is a fire of where God deals with your enemies, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the fire, he dealt with their enemies. In the fire, he sets them free. Not outside of the fire, but in the fire. In the fire, they have a testimony for the whole world to see, and in the fire was their promotion. So again, if you want to be promoted, if you want God to deal with your enemies and have an encounter with you to give you the strategy and the wisdom, if you want to be set free, instead of running away from difficulties, the mountains, if you will, we need to start running towards them, because there is no victory without a fight. I mean, you got to engage the enemy to have a powerful testimony, to have a powerful victory. So I think we Christians, we see things differently than God sees them. God says, go, my son, I'm with you. You know, like, you cannot lose. We already know how the story ends. We have already won. The enemy just doesn't know it yet. So that's how I see everything. Yes, at the moment it's crazy. It's painful. At the moment is you wonder, God, are you going to get me out of this pickle? I mean, this pickle is very dangerous. Those people are very powerful. I'm fighting the most powerful people in the land. They're very corrupt. They're evil. They're murderers. And yet God gives us peace in the middle of this storm. We are in the eye of the storm, and he is giving us this ability to just keep plowing the field. Because if you're looking for a harvest, if you're waiting for the harvest, you will not see the harvest unless you're willing to put the seed into the ground. And you cannot put seed into the ground if you're not willing to plow the field. So you need to prepare the field. You need to remove the stones. You have to cultivate the land. You have to put stuff in it, right? And manure and all those different things. You need to put the seed into the ground. You need to do all those different things that are not fun things to do. They are stinky. They are sweaty. They are dirty. You need to get your hands dirty into that field. But when you are willing to go all the way, then the harvest is going to be incredible. So I'm waiting for our harvest. We have been planting and putting the seeds into the ground for a very long time, and I believe that God is going to give us a great victory. If it comes to fights, sometimes God allows you to lose a skirmish for a bigger purpose. So, for example, I believe that God is not done with us. I just lost my appeal for the terrorism charges and the other insane charges. And sometimes I would say, God, like, why? It would be so awesome to have this victory and just kind of move on. But what if God, what if God wants to take this to the Supreme Court of Canada? Because we are appealing this all the way to the highest court in the land, to the Supreme Court of Canada. And if that happens, this becomes history. What if God wants this story to be in the history books? And also, my son Nathaniel, as you know, he was blacklisted in every university in Canada. The Canadian government prohibited my son from studying in Canada. He was detained 5 times already for testifying before the European Parliament. As you remember, when I was on the House arrest, I was invited to testify, but I was not allowed to travel. So my son with my wife, they went to Brussels. He testified. He did an amazing job, and he was arrested upon arrival for that. So, however, in all this crazy story, by the way, this is included in the book, that story as well. But what if God wanted my son to be in the United States for study? Because he's right now, you see, enemy closed the door, but God opened a better one. My son Nathaniel right now is in Virginia at the Liberty University studying there. So he will become a lawyer for America and for Canada. How cool is that? So in a way, God is giving us a double blessing, because if he was studying just in Canada, that's it. He would not be able to practice a law in the United States. But what if, Butch, just a question, what if God has intertwined me, my family, with the American people? a bigger
Amen.
Purpose.
Amen. Excellent. Excellent. So, we got to get some phone calls here, man, too. But brother, I definitely want to talk to your son. Now that he's next door to me, I'm in West Virginia. I've got to get a hold of him, and we're going to have him on the program and share his testimony also. So please remind me of that. I want to do that. So your next step right now for you personally, besides getting your book out of the people's hands, what's your next step where you and what you're in? Then we'll take phone calls.
Yeah, so we have filed, we're in the process of drafting documents for the appeal to the Supreme Court of Canada. So that's one case. We've lost Nathaniel's case for the exposing the pedophilia in Canada. We need to appeal that case as well. And also, as you remember, I filed the biggest lawsuit in the history of Canada. I'm suing Attorney General of Canada. I'm suing RCMP, that's like your FBI. I'm suing Calgary Police, Chief of Police, Alberta Health Services. I'm suing prison for what they did to me and other entities alleging conspiracy to commit crime. So we are in the process of going after exposing the most powerful and dangerous people in the land. But I truly believe that God is doing something supernatural. He is exposing the villains. He is showing the people who those actors, bad actors, really are. And I see that in the United States it's happening, in Canada it's happening, globally it's happening. So I think we are on the path of one day at a time, and God knows what he's doing, and he's telling us, go all in. In other words, keep plowing and keep putting seeds.
Amen.
And in due time, I will elevate you, I will expose the villains, and I will bring you the victory. So that's what we're doing right now.
Amen.
We're just keep plowing the field and keep putting seeds into the ground and trying to get the book, of course, into the people's hands, because the book has the whole story. It's not just, you know, jail. It's not just bribery. It's the whole thing. After the book, after people are going to read the book, they will understand what's really going on. I'm giving them a lot of teachings on communism and fascism and socialism, how dangerous that is. So this book has everything, the story and the education.
Well, folks, he's saying just keep on working and sowing. You'll reap if you don't faint. That's what he's saying to us now. And now, do you still need funds sent to you? Do you still need help with your legal services?
Well, of course. I mean, without the support of the people, Butch, one man cannot do it. One church cannot do it. One family cannot do it. Even Donald Trump, he's a billionaire, and every time they tried to attack him, he was fundraising, because one family cannot do this. Those people are
That's too powerful. That's
without the support of the public, we would be finished a long time ago. So, and again, guess what the enemy is attacking? Of course, the enemy is attacking our finances. Why do you think they stopped the book? The book is not giving us a lot, but if you sell thousands of copies, you know, $1 here, $5 there, it adds up. And they know that, so they're attacking our supply line, because they know if a man like me gets a hold of finances, well, the sky is the limit. I'm going to expose them. I'm going to go after them. And you know, most people, Butch, in Canada cannot afford to fight injustice. Because
the lawyers
are impossible to pay.
They're taking our money and destroying us with it. Now, is your address, now, folks, I'll have this address available. Is it still 1740 25A Street, Southwest Calgary? Is that the right address?
Yeah, yes, that's the same. You know, I always say to the people, I'm very predictable. I still live in the same place. I still have the same cell phone like I had in a business when I was a businessman 30 years ago. Still the same cell phone, still the same wife, still the same children.
All right. Well, folks, I'm going to make sure this phone line's available tomorrow. If you call our office tomorrow, I'm going to give the number to Faith, and she'll be around. If she's not, she'll call you back and give it to you. To send funds to help Pastor Arthur, and his name, and I'll tell Faith how to spell his name and everything, but I'll give the address to Faith. It's quite long. I won't do it now, but you call tomorrow. You take your time, then write it down tomorrow. We get it from Faith, and she'll tell you how to send funds to help Pastor Arthur in this battle, and his son also. We cannot forget his son, and I mean that. We cannot forget that. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Jeff. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Paul, and thank you, Arthur Pulowski, Pastor. Here's my question. I got a question and a comment. My question is this, Arthur. How can you tell when a country goes from socialism to rank communism? And what do I mean by rank communism? That means you could say one peep against the regime, and all of a sudden you get disappeared. You could be a good communist in good standing under one regime, and when the regime changes, then you get disappeared. Do you think, I live in Massachusetts, and we're halfway to communism, so this is important to me, because if America falls, Massachusetts will fall first. What state do you think America is in, particularly the Northeast area, to being turned into a total communist area like Romania after World War II under the Soviets?
Well, they're attacking you in a few stages. I don't know if you have been noticing, but one of those stages is a removal of the middle class. This is the greatest attack on the middle class I have ever seen in the history of mankind. They are creating two categories of people, extremely powerful, the elites that will own everything, and you will own nothing, eating bags, and you will be happy. And this is this has been implemented for decades right now, and years they are working on it. Also, education system. They're not teaching your children anymore. They're indoctrinating them. It's propaganda left and right. And I would say this to you. If demon rats, I call them demon rats, would win this election, you would be finished. The next 4 years, I don't think America would survive. American people would be enslaved. However, this new administration has different plans, and I believe that they're very patriotic people. They love the America as a power horse, and they want to make America great again, powerful, strong, wealthy. So they're stopping this. They will be actively, they already are actively pushing communism, socialism, Marxism, and fascism, because it's a combination, it's a hybrid. They took all those different things, combining them together against the American people, against the Canadian people. So I think that the next 4 years, it's a breather for us to get our house in order. God told me, he says, the next 4 years are for you to get ready, to prepare, because, you know, they are coming for you, either this way or that way. They are not done with you. They hindered at this moment, but they're not done with you. So you will see, there is this famous quote that says, if you want to know who controls you, look whom you are not allowed to criticize. And we've seen that, of course, in Canada, and we have seen that also in America. You couldn't talk about this person, that person, or you have the crooked, corrupted to the core FBI showing at your place. Look at the January 6th people. That's communism. That's exactly what I remember growing up behind the Iron Curtain. If you attended a wrong rally, if you came to the wrong place, if you listened to a wrong message, you could be imprisoned, tortured, arrested, and that's exactly what is happening in the States. So you're not very far off. However, I think that this administration is going to push this evil away and put a hold on this monster.
Arthur Pulowski, one last question, then I'm going to go. Which is, I live in a very socialist state. What's to stop these governors from allowing foreign soldiers to come in, occupy their state, so they can fight the South and Midwest? Because I believe the future is going to be, we will be like East Germany and West Germany. The South and Midwest is like West Germany. We're going to be like East Germany behind the Berlin Wall. What do you think? And I'll hear your answer off air. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Jeff. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, the moment you give up your guns, you're finished, you're done. The moment you give up your amendments, you're finished and done. The moment you give up your rights to militia, you're finished and you're done. And you got to remember, my son Nathaniel has this saying that death by thousand bylaws. They are implementing little laws which are infringing on your constitution, on your amendments, you know, those different things. You cannot allow them. If they come for one law, you all got to rise up against it and fight to have it. back or not allowing them to take it. Because those people are very clever. They are doing this on stages. It looks like they have a lots of time on their hands, and they have a lots of money. So they're coming after one law, then they're coming after another law. The moment they come for one little one, you got to come together, rise up, and fight like crazy. And if you don't, well, you're going to fall. Let me just tell you this for your listeners, Butch. I'll throw you a question. Do you know how many little laws were implemented from 1933 to 1939 by the Nazi Party? And let me just remind you that the Nazi Party was a democratically, in quote, democratically elected, and Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany, democratically elected in 1933. Within 6 years, the Nazi Party implemented over 2,000 laws against the Jewish people. And in 1939, concentration camp was just no-brainer.
You know, brother, what I've seen in America, and I've been in this nation all my life, I've watched the law be passed a little bit here, a little bit there. One generation doesn't do anything. The next generation accepts more. We lose rights all the time, and people don't miss them because they didn't know they had them. For example, I used to take a gun to me with school to hunt after class, after school. We go hunting after school and way home. You no longer do that by any means. All these things were done without even thinking about it. It was just done. Boys carried pocket knives to school all the time. If you didn't, you were considered kind of strange. We made homemade swords out of wood that played Zorro. All these things are no longer legal in the United States. But you see, my generation let it slide. They took out a little bit here, a little bit there. The next thing you know, we're in a police state. Now, America is almost a police state right now. We're not far from that. And I do look for persecution to arise very quickly in America at a very quick pace if we don't do something very quickly. Folks, phone lines open, 844-769-2944. But you call tomorrow at the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Get the address of Brother Pastor Pulaski there. And seeing what you can to help him, $5, $50, $500, whatever you can do, let's help him keep his war chest full until he wins this case and he can take him down and make them pay for what they've done, not just to him, but to other people. But I just praise God that one out of many, and many were called, I guess few were chosen, so to speak, Pastor Pulaski was one of the few that stood. And I know we talked about this in the past, brother. Not many pastors stood with you, did they?
No. I'll tell you why. Because they have been indoctrinated and not only brainwashed, but they were scared for decades not to talk about issues of moral standards like abortion, homosexuality, and divorce.
But you see, that's what the church is here for, though. That's why the church is here. To expose evil and confront evil. I don't understand. Maybe I do understand. I guess fear is fear, but fear is of the flesh. Fear is not of God. God doesn't give a spirit of fear. But these pastors that wouldn't stand with you, have them come up to you and said, thank you for what you've done?
Some did, yes. Some came after a few years later and apologized and you know, thanked me for what I have been doing. However, they don't want to stand publicly with me because they're afraid that they might lose the charitable tax status as well. In Canada right now, they are attacking actively churches that are political, churches that speak against abortion. There is a penalty of $10,000 if you convert in Canada a homosexual to Christianity. It's crazy. It's insane what we are dealing with right now in this country. The censorship is unbelievable, and not just in my book, on social networks, they're putting cap. I have 62,000 people following me on Facebook, and when I'm doing live, it says 5 people are watching. It's insane what we're dealing with. It's unbelievable. So we're dealing with censorship because they're afraid of the truth. And also, you got to remember, without the support of the people, people like me will not be able to fight. If I don't get the support, if I don't have the funds to hire lawyers and keep them paid, I lose by default. I lose because I cannot fight. So that's what they're doing right now.
Let's take a phone call from Gary in Arizona. Gary, you there? Come on in, please. Running out of time. Come on in, Gary. Hello, Gary. I don't hear Gary. Is he there, Todd?
Hello.
Right there. Oh, yeah, Gary, come on in.
Oh, Pastor Pulaski, you know, it's a very funny, and about 3 days ago, I asked my wife, I said, you know, I haven't heard from Pastor Pulaski in a long, long time. I hope he's out of jail. And it's just, but is it by coincidence that you're on there today? I do not think so. But however, I always like to stand on Scripture when I call in, if I possibly can. Okay, for in Philippians it says, for unto you is given on the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to also suffer for his name's sake. So you have to be ready to suffer. That doesn't mean that you're always going to be suffering. But, you know, but you have to be ready to face that.
Amen.
You know, now, if you're ready to face that, then you can pull down the walls. You know, I'll tell you, Joshua did it. He pulled them down. Right?
I agree.
But see, a lot of people will even do that. They'll go down and pull down the wall. But he had to go in and slay the villains that were inside those walls, and people do not want to do that. I thank you, Pastor Pulaski, for your stand. Now, you stand for Jesus Christ no matter what the penalty is. And we need more people like you right here in the U.S. of A.
Amen.
I'll say one more thing. Butch, you know, my wife is still having a very hard time. So we covered your prayers that God will relieve her of the pain that she's going through right now. She is the love of my life. And I'll get off. And thank you, Pastor Pulaski, for what you have suffered for, because I know that you have a reward in heaven. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Folks, and do keep Donnie in prayer, please. You heard Brother Gary say she's still hurting. We're down to about the last 3 seconds, Pastor Pulaski. Thank you so much. And please, please, please let me know when you're near to me and give me your son's phone number, please, so I can talk to him also.
Thank you very much for having me. Be blessed and stay strong.
All right, brother. I'll be talking to you. God bless you. Folks, I want to say, I mean, there's nothing to add to that. You heard the man. You heard the hero. I mean, a hero. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm honored to call my brother. I really truly am. I think you are too. Help him if you can, folks. Call tomorrow and get the address and do what you can to help. We got to band together. I know you just got through helping people in North Carolina. Different battle, different place, but the same war going on. I just want to praise God for all you've done, and thanks for helping us keep our bills paid here. Please, folks, pray for us. We do the right thing, that God may be glorified in all of us. In Jesus' name, I ask you to do that. Amen. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.